prepare yourself
for a talk radio
experience
like no other.
Strap the souls in. Hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. Getting past the spin, the political fronts, and the things the politicians say, and actually getting into what they do and who pays for their campaigns, who runs this nation. The Fortune 100, ladies and gentlemen, are bigger than the governments. They dwarf any one government. They are setting up world government to extract your wealth through the governments they control. They're setting up a global empire, a financial empire, and liberty has no say in it. Congressman Ron Paul has really helped ignite, with the help of the grassroots, a global awakening and global resistance. It is happening everywhere. Now, I know we have loaded phone lines here, and we're going to be going to your calls. TJ, Rob, Tom, Jim, Patriot, many others that are patiently holding up. Oh, one just hung up. Here's a line, 877-590-5525. Your calls are coming up. Also, Estelin, award-winning investigative journalist, who's been very accurate in the past, says that elitists are considering assassinating Congressman Ron Paul. And I set him up Friday for the show, best-selling author, national talk show host in Spain. And he's been nothing but accurate in the past, and now he has come out with this info. We couldn't ignore it. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com is the easiest place to find it. It's right up at the top of the page on InfoWars.com. That is coming up. A listener wanted me to, I guess, initiate on air a cluster of giving during the push to raise at least $6 million in one day and break all previous records for Congressman Ron Paul. He's raised about $4,300,000 since midnight last night, easily online if people give to break that record. But people wanted me to basically lead in with this, so I will. Pilot to Bombardier, we are approaching the target. Target sighted. Target 1 mile away, target 1/2 mile away, target 1/4 mile away. Bombardier to pilot, permission to discharge munitions. Permission granted. And the Bombardier drops the bombs, the info bombs, in the info war. And there you go. I'm sure hundreds of thousands of people right now are giving. In a few minutes, I'll hit refresh up on PrisonPlanet.com, where we have a big link to a live graph that's in real time, and we will see how much is being given. Now, by the way, this is all Internet. It's not counting the tens of thousands calling by phone and giving, and then they do that in bunches and then put that in. That's why you see it surge at times. It's always moving up, a couple $1,000 every minute or so. But or sometimes more. I click it and after 30 seconds and it goes up 10 grand sometimes. Where you click it and it goes up 50 grand, that's when they come in with all the phone calls and the phone number of people that have called and enter all their data for them, and then it surges even further. Target hit, I'll guarantee it. So a little bit of fun. Okay, that aside, let me be very, very serious about this because, frankly, when I'm off air, I'm much more thoughtful. My brain works even in more sharp contrast to what's happening. And I get really reflective at night. My wife and family and children had gone to sleep last night. And I was done one radio interview. I was waiting up to go on KCLA, the biggest talk station out in Los Angeles. And I was hungry, so I went to the store to get junk food. And I'm driving to 5 minutes to the local gas station, and I tune into KLBJ 590, the station we transmit out of, one of our flagship affiliate that we, here in Austin. And I listen to Neil Bortz. He's on. And this is turnabout is fair play. My show, I mean, I get attacked by Michael Medved. I get attacked by Michael Reagan. I get attacked by Michael Savage. I get even five or six times we've gotten it on tape. We've heard about it other times by Rush Limbaugh. I've been attacked by people in the federal government. I have been, I mean, hundreds of hosts have done this. And they have called for my arrest. Michael Medved has done that, my investigation. They have done all of this. But I don't, I listen to talk radio and I'm stuck in traffic, and I don't listen to a lot of it. I mean, every day I get calls about Neil Bortz attacking me. I mean, every day. And people send me audio clips every few weeks, and half the time I don't even click on it and listen to it. I don't care. And they tell me, man, this guy's saying you're a traitor. This guy's saying you're evil. This guy's saying you're dangerous. This guy's saying you're a liar. And this is just one example. And I'm driving in the car, and first he attacks Ron Paul. This is the best of they run across the country. This is things they decide to put back on. And then next he talks about me, and he says, Alex Jones, he compared me to Timothy McVeigh. He then, and that's a government op, by the way. That was done by the government there, and that's been now documented and come out in mainstream news that they were involved in it. And he then compared me to Charles Manson. And he said that I'm a manipulative moonbat, but he said something that I've heard probably 10 other times. And again, I'm only listening to a fraction of these people. YouTube them and send me clips, and John Gibson said similar things. And then there was another clip where a caller calls in and plugs me, and he says, you know, you shouldn't talk about Alex Jones. If I was your employer, I'd fire you. You ought to shut up. You shouldn't speak out. And see, the U.S. government got from the Nazis, this has now been declassified, a 10-step plan for fascism. And one of the final steps is to intimidate speech. The Nazis would fire you from your job, make sure you got fired, board up your business, call for your arrest, have thugs beat you up, call for people to beat you up, call for your investigation, you know, from 1933 to about 38, 39. Then Hitler got really serious, started killing people. And I know that Medved and all those other guys, who's been in the New York Times, went to the White House, openly get talking points, openly have signed up politically to the fake conservative team to suppress the conservative population, the only group that would fight their North American Union and open borders and gun control. They're there to neutralize you. And I realized that the last year, they have been all, see, I heard Medved say that. And I've heard Reagan say that. And I've heard a bunch of these guys say the same thing. They've been saying it for a year. Oh, you're going to get fired. You ought to get arrested. You shouldn't be allowed to talk like that. That's to scare the sheeple. That's for listeners to go, ooh, if I think like that. See, they're in a desperate mode right now to suppress. Ooh, you ought to get fired. Ooh, you might get arrested. Ooh, you might get investigated. Medved says that every week. And I also hear about it from guests who come on the show, congressmen and Naomi Wolf and others. They say when they go on, he says this to them about me. I mean, imagine having national talk show hosts and newspapers and magazines call for your arrest. Imagine them say you're Timothy McVeigh. Do you know what that's like? But I'll say what Churchill said. We shall go on to the end, whatever the cost may be. And I'm committed. I'm not going to turn back. And understand, they can't demonize. They can't get everybody. They can't investigate everybody. They can't arrest everybody. They can't go after everybody. They're doing that to intimidate you. People like me have got to worry. People like Ron Paul have got to worry. Because they've said Ron Paul supporters are terrorists. Glenn Beck has said it. We played it, 2 weeks ago here. He just out of the blue, he said the military should be used against domestic enemies. These Ron Paul supporters are trying to undermine and destroy America. And then his guest went on to say that we are, quote, in bed with Islamic fascists. We're the people trying to fight for the borders. We're the people trying to fight for the Second Amendment. We're the people fighting the carbon tax, the North American Union, the funding mechanism for this. I wish every day that what I was telling you wasn't true. There's over 200 examples of where our government has staged terror attacks, declassified. They admit it. Kermit Roosevelt, who ran terror attacks in foreign nations to blame it on groups they wanted to go after, went on NPR and admitted it. Former CIA section chief. The Italian president just went public and admitted the U.S. government staged terror attacks there in the 80s. He was the head of intelligence at the time to blame it on their political enemies. And the 9/11 was an inside job. The former head of the German parliament and former head of intelligence, Andres von Bülow, just went public a few years ago. Robert Baer, former CIA field commander, has gone public saying all the evidence points towards inside job. Bill Christensen, former CIA section chief Europe, has said all evidence shows it's an inside job. Bill Doyle, the head of the biggest 9/11 victims family group, who lost his son Joey, says it's an inside job. All I'm doing is telling the truth. All I'm doing is standing firm and putting my life on the line. And I am a target of these people, and I get death threats almost every single day. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm doing this for you and your children. This isn't entertainment. This isn't a game. I'm not a sellout whore to the New World Order. I will defend until the end. The die is cast. I'll tell you more when we get back. Then we'll get into your calls, and Ron Paul, stay with us.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Ted Anderson from Midas, December 21st, 2007. Gold 809.90. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $834.26, $411.15 for half, $205.58 for quarter. That's $834.26, $411.15 and $205.58. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as doctrinal, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
Hi, neighbor. The world famine is in its third year. Our harvest is too small to get through the year. Genetically poisoned food, dangerous food imports, and constantly recalled disease-contaminated foods are mixed in with our safe food. Farm food production is turned into ethanol fuel. What should I do? How long can I afford food or till there's no food? How long before it's all poisoned? Will 3 years worth of food supply be enough? Or will it only postpone my trip to the population control breadline? Will it be okay to wait till after the holidays? I'll use what I didn't spend on Christmas for a something is better than nothing supply. I'll get the rest later. How long do I dare wait? I know I'll regret not starting sooner and not getting enough food. I have to decide while I still have a choice. Tell me what to do. Now take your own advice and call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Every Sunday, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 6 Central, 3 to 5 Mountain, 2 to 4 Pacific, we're here live, ladies and gentlemen. 5 days a week isn't enough. You know, I was a big Republican in college. I'm a conservative gun owner. I'm a constitutionalist. And I discovered more than a decade ago the Republican Party was bought and paid for by the same people that own the Democratic Party. And most Americans now know that and understand that. And to hear these mainline talk show hosts sit up there and say there's no North American Union, say the Federal Reserve isn't private, And they never give any facts. We give you facts. We post the documentation. We have the facts. We have the information. By the way, I just hit refresh it for 10 minutes. Over $150,000 went in. I guess our listeners just donated $150,000. It wasn't going up that fast. And then the caller had the idea to have that focused attack with our listeners. And who knows? Maybe it's the Easter Bunny that gave the money. But over $150,000 just surged in there since the last time I hit refresh at RonPaul2008.com. Big link to it at PrisonPlanet.com. So put yourself in my shoes. Imagine having all these heavyweights that literally publicly go to the White House and are given marching orders. And they admit they have White House memos, and then these have now been in the news, where they say, we need another 9-11. It really helped us. Before 9-11, Dick Cheney wrote in PNAC that a big, huge terror attack would help get their agenda through. Just like Hitler firebombed his own Reichstag in 33, a few months after being elected to set up a police state. And now they're behind Hillary Clinton. And now, just a few months ago, people couldn't believe me. Now that's mainstream talk about how, why are the Republicans giving more money to Hillary? Why are they behind her? It's establishment power. They're passing the baton. Only Ron Paul is a real candidate. You know, I've never wavered. I have never, I've always told callers, don't call in and thank me. I'm just doing my job. I don't cover 1/100th of the attacks I'm under. It isn't about the cult of personality. And Ron Paul has said that as well with himself. But I have to tell you that I do need people to rally behind me and to support me and to get my information out even more and to counter these national talk show hosts with tens of millions of listeners apiece, because I'm under attack. And I've had things happen to me I don't talk about on air, the threats, the death threats. Trey, you're my producer. You see just the emails. What about the phone calls? I mean, turn your mic on. I didn't talk to you about this during break because I'm going to swing his mic around. But the people calling up threatening to kill us, I mean, all of it, because of what we're doing. And we're nonviolent, peaceful people who just want to save this country. Trey?
It comes in a lot, and it's discouraging. I think they think we have a lot of alternative motives than what we really do. But we're really just out there doing what we say we're doing. I think people think.
Most of that's intimidation.
Yeah, you know.
It's bad people doing it. The point is here that regardless if you like Alex Jones or hate Alex Jones or hate Ron Paul or love Ron Paul, the point is there is a concerted effort to say arrest people that protest, don't allow demonstrations because demonstrators are stopping a war that's to beat the terrorist, and therefore if you stop the war, you're with the terrorist. I mean, that's Democrats. That was the Deputy Attorney General back in 2003. He said no protest allowed anywhere in the state of California. The state was banning demonstrations. That was in the, he was quoted on television, and it was also in the Oakland Tribune, Oakland Herald. People being arrested for anti-war shirts on a parade route where Bush is driving, saying, well, that's a demonstration. You can be here for Bush, but you can't be here against Bush. Bill Clinton did similar things like that, but it's now accelerating. This is about freedom. I'm an American citizen. I have a right to say I'm against this war. I have a right to say I don't want to attack Iran. I have a right to go out and demonstrate. I have a right to talk about government-sponsored terrorism. I have a right to talk about how the Federal Reserve is private. I have a right to read North American Union SPP documents on air and to read official United Nations calls 30 years ago, and they've now passed it. The U.S. just signed on Friday for a global carbon tax. I'm telling you the truth. And I beg all the people listening across the nation who are driving along in their cars or tuning around the AM dial or FM dial, hearing me for the first time, I'm telling the truth. I've done the research, and I put my life on the line. And I've done this so you can wake up and so we can save this country and this world. America has been seized by the New World Order. People go, oh, what's that? I was on Big LA Station last night, and the guy said, why do you talk about imaginary New World Order? Your film Endgame's good, I saw it, but why do you talk about the New World Order? I go, well, George Herbert Walker talked about it. Hitler talked about it. All these government documents talk about it. It's a world government. I mean, I've got mainstream news, CNN right here, where they say, and they have the quotes by the head of the UN saying, we have finally gotten a world tax. Just type in to Google, world carbon tax, world tax. World tax for greenhouse. Hundreds of mainstream articles. You'll be on the UN website reading the text of what they said Friday. I mean, I got CNN on video last week saying that the North American Union didn't exist, but also that the Trans-Texas Corridor doesn't exist. I mean, Giuliani is on the law firm that's doing that whole deal, handing over our existing roads with a bunch of Mexican and Spanish and German lobbyists just taking our roads and handing them over. This is about power. Big money comes in, they buy off the government, they have the government hand everything over to them. It's like third world nations being looted. Joseph Stiglitz quit the World Bank, chief economist, 2002. Thousands of pages were released. Just type World Bank documents consume Argentina into Google. You'll get the actual documents and the news articles about it. And they said they wanted to come into the U.S. and the third world, but do like what they've done in the third world in the U.S., and jack up the inflation, destroy the dollar, blow out the economy, get you in debt so they can come in and buy up the infrastructure. When they make the dollar as worthless as toilet paper, they can come in here with their foreign currencies that they just print up out of nowhere too and buy up all the ports, buy up all the water, buy up all the infrastructure, buy up all the roads. For pennies on the dollar, the government is engaged in crime, handing them over. And I look at these well-oiled, coiffed hair guys in suits, these neocon talk show hosts, these liberal talk show hosts. They're establishment hacks working both sides like carnival barkers, from both ends, conning you, manipulating you. I don't think you have any idea what it's like. And again, I've never said this, I've never come out. I've said pray for me before, but I've always had a good instinct for things. Pray for Ron Paul, but even people in our own movement, most of them are not the grassroots, but most people that are, quote, prominent are just driven with insane jealousy of me. Why? Because I worked till 2 in the morning last night? Because I have a passion to fight this tyranny? You know, I deserve support. I deserve people to support me after everything I've done, after 13 years of total commitment. 9 years ago now, walking outside the TV station after I've been told to shut up over and over again. After guys had pulled up in high and tight haircuts and gotten out of their car and with government plates and said, yeah, we're special forces. Yeah, we're with the local martial law crew for when it all comes down. Now that's all public. And you better shut your mouth. I told them, go to you know where. They got in their car, and a few weeks later, four guys with hoods over their heads tried to beat the living hell out of me, and it looked like something out of Cape Fear. I got good old boy guts. And as soon as they got my blood flying, as soon as they hurt me, I turned it on, and I rammed their heads in the concrete. And I kicked them, and I stomped them. It freaked them out as my blood ran all over them. I'm committed to the United States. I'm committed to defending this republic. I'm committed 110%. I do this for the right reasons. And how dare Neil Bortz and Rush Limbaugh and Nedved and others, like Nedved, calling for my arrest. That's high treason against the republic. He's the one engaged in treason. How dare them? We shall go on to the end, no matter what the cost is. We shall go on to the end. We shall never surrender. We'll be back with your call.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
In this jungle called life, only the tiger survives. So says the armchair survivalist Kurt Wilson, owner of Survival Enterprises. Kurt talks common sense about food storage, health care, firearms and weaponry, security, urban and wilderness survival techniques, and the simple things we can all do to help us and our loved ones survive when bad times hit. Learn to be one step ahead of the crowd in everyday situations. The armchair survivalist is geared for the rest of us who don't have unlimited fun. funds to buy land, a cabin, build a bunker, or buy all the expensive survival supplies that would come in handy. He shows you how to work smarter, not harder. For over 25 years, Kurt has been helping people prepare for hard times. The Armchair Survivalist is sure to be an informative, entertaining, and educational talk show, with Kurt not only sharing his vast level of survival knowledge, but taking your calls as well. Listen to The Armchair Survivalist, Saturdays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on the GCN Radio Network. Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder. And locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal. Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we are back on Culture Shocks. This is Barry Lynn. This is a special show where we're taking a look at and chatting with people that are highly principled, people who put their principles into practice, their convictions into practice, make the whole place a little better for all of us. When we last visited with our next guest, Heather Veach, she had started a Christian mission and outreach to strippers in Southern California. She had been in that business herself. She was now touring strip clubs in California, not to dance, but to try to change the lives of some of the people she found there, going so far as to buy lap dances, and then instead of having a dance, asking the women if they'd like to talk about faith. Some saying yes, most saying yes, some saying no. This is a pretty gutsy enterprise, and Heather Veach, we thank you for joining us again.
Well, thank you for having me back.
Heather, you're now in Las Vegas. Is that a more fertile territory for your efforts?
Oh, wow, definitely. In fact, you know, it's so much more out here as well. You know, I never thought that God would use me more than strippers or porn stars because I reach out to them. But now I'm also dealing on a daily basis with prostitutes. It's really, you know, the sex industry as a whole, the women in the sex industry.
Now, the sex industry, I think when we last talked, you were about to go to a convention of the adult video people out there in Las Vegas, and you did go, and there was a little attention. There was nobody tried to stop you from the industry, right?
No, absolutely not. And you know what's so great is they're actually very welcoming to me now. You know, I did a booth 2 years in a row. And this is the year, it's coming up in January, and I won't have a booth. And it's so cute because they, you know, contact me, am I sure I don't want a booth? And they're just very, very good to me, very welcoming.
Is this why do you think that is? Because they themselves understand that there are some people, at least they would concede some people, who shouldn't be in this business, who find themselves in it anyway, and if you're going to talk to them and get them to do something else, that's okay?
I think that's partially it, but, you know, I think that people don't realize that everybody on the face of the planet really wants to be loved. And the fact that someone's willing to come in and love them and show them respect and love, even though they're in that place in life, and offer them an opportunity to have change if they want change, but even still, if they don't change, I have made a commitment to love them. So having someone that comes in that, you know, is on the opposite side of I would be on the opposite side to them, you know, that,
sure.
And that comes in and loves them, shakes their hand, hugs them, looks at them with respect and treats them differently than the rest of the world.
And
I think to them, this is a positive thing.
Sure. And you still will say to people, you don't have to get out of the business you're in. You're still welcome. I'm still going to talk to you. You're still welcome in a church. And I assume
right,
you have
it. Exactly. You know, it's one of the biggest things I'm criticized for. But, you know, I tell people, for one, I want people to go into church, find out about God. You know, when I gave my life to God, it was almost like a marriage. I fully committed my life to God. So why would someone commit their life, quit their job, do all these things for a God they don't even know? So I want to give them the opportunity to at least come in and find out who this God that I'm in love with is.
One of the things that we talked about briefly about a year ago, and it came up again as I was discussing what we're going to be doing on this program with some of the women who work in this office building, and when they looked at your homepage on MySpace, they still say, wow, you know, that picture or some of the pictures could be viewed as provocative. They might generate lust. Jimmy Carter, of course, got in a lot of trouble for admitting that he had a lot of lust in his heart that he didn't do anything with but have it. You get friend requests. I mean, how do you deal with the fact that you're a very attractive woman who's engaged in this ministry, but where friends, I use that word advisedly, are going to ask to be your friends on MySpace? I mean, how do you know what their motives are?
Well, you know, my MySpace is definitely an outreach tool, and even so much that I have a disclaimer on it that says this is not for Christians, because I do acknowledge that a lot of my top friends can cause lust. I know that myself, I try to make sure it's mostly my face, pictures of my face, and,
sure.
You know, a lot of people think, you know, want to think about that being lustful, but I tell people, you know, where are we? Are we Muslim? Do I need to cover my face because people find it beautiful or are attracted to it? No. For one, you know, I think that the devil uses advertising very well and lures people in with all kinds of things. And in the Bible, beauty has been used for a good purpose. You know, in the Bible, Esther saved the whole Jewish race strictly by her beauty because the king took notice of her. And for me to have someone stop and say, wow, this girl is beautiful, and then read further into, and she belongs to God, and she believes in doing something right, something different. She's not using her beauty for sexual, but she's using it to advertise God. And, you know, I think it's just a fine line of making sure that I'm not advertising something sexual. Now, the girls on my top list, those are my friends, and a lot, 99% of the girls that I have on that my front page are girls I'm actually in relationship with, actually reaching out to in conversation with, and some of them have left the industry and some of them haven't. So for me, this is a way to show them that I love and care for them, even though. And if people have problems on MySpace, I mean, they just really shouldn't be on it if
right.
it's a struggle.
Exactly.
Because, wow, my page is nothing, you know, compared to others.
No, I think that's certainly an understatement of the day, if not the year. I mean, there's plenty of other stuff that people could go to. And as you say, you do have a kind of disclaimer that says, you know, if you're, I don't want to insult anybody, but if you're the traditional church lady who just likes to bake cookies and talk with her friends, this probably isn't a site for her.
Correct. But
what do you, how do you count a success? Some people leave an industry, but do you keep close enough kind of connections to them to know what they're doing next?
Yeah, there are some people. You know what I count as success? I count, number one, if they develop a relationship with Christ. Because to me, a lot of people want me to address what they're wearing, their job, different things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as I see it, is there's a sinking ship, and there's a lot of furniture on the ship, but the ship is sinking. Now, I could go around trying to fix the furniture and arrange it, or
yeah.
I can go down and patch the hole that's
yeah.
causing the ship to sink. So if I know that the patch is being put in, and that here we're fixing this problem that is causing it, because, you know, the actions of people usually are not the problem. That's a result of a problem. So to me, if I could see that they're starting a relationship with Christ, they're in church, they're getting a foundation, people that care about them, things like that, that's a success to me. And I just pray and hope that they continue on.
You were on Pat Robertson 700 Club a number of times. When we last talked, you said there are sometimes some of the folks on the so-called religious right, you know, don't like what you're doing. Have they continued, though, to be friendly with you, at least from the 700 Club side of it, or have they kind of lost interest in you?
You know, it's funny. I still have a good Christian base. I think that a lot of times I definitely shake it up, but you know, I had to make a decision. I'm either going to do things to actually reach the people I'm going to reach, or I'm going to do things to reach Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is, you know, my goal is not to impress Christians. I'm thankful that they're there for me.
Sure.
I'm thankful that they pray for me. But if they all abandon me, but people are still coming to know Christ, I'm okay with that.
Listen, that's a wonderful way to end the conversation. I do appreciate you coming back with us, catching us up to date, and explaining that you're doing what you're doing out of principle, not because some cause group behind you says do it or don't do it, because this is the way your convictions carry you. When we come back, a look at our last guest whose principles have made a huge difference in 2007. We'll be back for more of Culture Shocks. I'm Barry Lynn.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylamines, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations to celebrate the holidays will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Let Sears keep you warm this winter with a new Carrier or Kenmore heating system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 020208. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Call now for your new heating system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746. Sears, where it begins.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, in 5 hours, it'll be midnight Eastern Standard Time. We'll find out how much the Boston Tea Party, RonPaul2008.com, Money Bomb brought in. We'll have continual reports at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com on all of it. By the way, when this show ends, on all my syndicated stations and shortwave internet out there, you'll be able to go to InfoWars.com and hear the 2 hours re-aired anytime you want. It'll be sent out to you on the podcast. We covered a lot in the last 2 hours. I want to go to your phone calls, but if you just type into Google, global carbon tax, and click web or click news, hundreds of articles, mainstream, with headlines like UN considering global carbon tax, calling for global carbon tax. They just got the U.S. to sign on to this, and you'll hear what life under this will be like. You can read the actual quotes and the documents by the United Nations from mainstream news and proponents, people supporting it. Remember, none of this existed. They deny it exists until they launch it. Here's CNN. In a U-turn, U.S. agrees to global warming deal. In a dramatic reversal Saturday, the United States rejected, then accepted, a compromise to set the stage for intense negotiations in the next 2 years aimed at reducing carbon dioxide emissions worldwide. No, they agreed to an agreement to set up the taxes. It just gives me a stomachache. I actually just got a horrible stomachache. It makes me sick to see this happening. All right, let's go to your calls. You've been holding long enough. Tom in Florida. You're on the air worldwide. Go ahead, Tom.
I'm calling back to say thanks for having me on your show Wednesday about Victor Bean and the gun shows here.
Yes, last Sunday we talked about it, too. It was confirmed that they're basically censoring Ron Paul supporters from them.
I just would like, if I can, to give out the contact numbers for Victor Bean so people can call.
Listen, I really think it's a waste of time, brother, and I'm not mad at you. I just got to move quick. You know, some gun show, it's a private property. If he wants to restrict people and keep them from getting tables and doing all that, I'm sorry they did it to you. Just go demonstrate out front, you know, and point it out to everybody there. That's the key. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you holding to tell us that. Rob in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to say you made a great difference in my life. And, you know, one thing I was able to tell my family and friends before the war, that there wasn't any weapons of mass destruction.
And they weren't going to leave, and they were going to break it in three parts because it was all in official Pentagon plans.
Exactly. And then when it all came out that there weren't any weapons, they had to finally admit it. I mean, it just gave me so much credibility. But I was able. So I want to thank you for that. I was also calm because there was another caller that was concerned about 9/11 and Ron Paul and his stance. I mean, he's already said that he is in favor of a new investigation if the American people want it. And, you know, if we get a new investigation and, you know, it comes out like we believe that 9/11 is an inside job, I mean, heads are going to roll. People are going to be held accountable.
Well, it's come out that hundreds of other staged attacks, for listeners that don't know, it's available. It's public. Thank you so much, sir, for the call. Let's go ahead and talk to TJ in New York. TJ, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
I just give you a call, give you congratulations on Endgame. It's an awesome film.
Thank you.
And to also say, every time the elections come up, all I hear from people is that we need change and we have to have change. And even though it's preaching to the choir on your radio station, Ron Paul is that change that we need.
Well, it is. And there's hundreds of thousands listening right now who've heard the show for the first time, sir. So you're not preaching to the choir, A. B, all the other candidates, you know, people try to pick candidates on who they think is going to win. Like, you know, like people are fans of a football team when they're winning. Folks, you need to be fans of people who have the right stance and who are constitutionalists.
Yeah, everybody needs to get behind Ron Paul, not only to support him now, but make sure they get out there come vote time and place your vote for Ron Paul.
Absolutely. Not only are the neocons and fake liberals all attacking Ron Paul, showing you he's the man right now, they are saying his supporters are terrorists. Just out of the blue, they're just saying on CNN and Fox, off of talking points. That's the thing. They're saying the exact same thing. You realize how dangerous that is when the media teams up with the government and says arrest people, torture's good, no free speech? You're going to have trouble, though. Americans know they've at least got that. You're not going to be able to tell them that never existed. Let's go ahead and talk to Jim in Oregon. Jim, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, we're on the run rate of about $350,000 an hour on your Ron Paul, and that gives about $6.2 million. So we need to ramp it up just a little bit to break the fundraising record. What would be neat on the Ron Paul side if you could put how much money was raised in the last hour, because that velocity counts for a lot to...
Well, I know this, and I'm not saying we did it, but it was moving about... I don't know, you know, 20 grand or so every 10 minutes. And then we did that. A caller had the idea to everybody launch at one point, and it was over 150 grand in 10 minutes. I wonder what did that.
Yeah, the last one I measured was in 15 minutes, the run rate was 380,000 for the full hour.
Yeah.
If you could raise 1 million in 1 hour, that would make history.
Yeah, in the first hour last night, he raised 500 grand, but then you have the over 9 hours. When Lyman and I brainstormed on air when he had first come up with this idea, I was saying 2 days. Try to raise $10 million in 2 days with a big ramp up. And the campaign agreed with me. And on air, Ron Paul off air, Jesse Benton, their communications man, agreed that he thought that was better. But, hey, we're not going to tell the grassroots what to do. Fine. Just do it now. If you've already maxed out, got friends and family believing Ron Paul, they forgot about him, call him. If you want somebody to articulate this message to them, tell them to go to InfoWars.com, listen to the repeat of this show coming up. That I'll explain it all to them. That's just in a few minutes. Let us now go ahead and talk to Eric in Michigan. You're on the air. Thanks for holding, Eric.
Alex, it's great to be with you. I've been listening for quite a while and been a Prison Planet TV member for about 6 months, and it's been odd to be with you fighting on the front line on Tea Party. So I just want to say real quick, I'm the webmaster for a new project, which is actually Ron Paul's 2008 calendar, and I wanted to plug that real quick.
Good. What else?
It's called Hotties for Ron Paul. Hotties for Ron, number four, Hotties for RonPaul.com. Check it out. If you Google Ron Paul calendar, it's number two. If you want to see some attractive women supporting Ron Paul, it's a 13-month calendar. It's $11.99 for plus it's $11.99 for the calendar.
I hear you, bro. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead now and take another call. Let's talk to Keith in Kentucky. Keith, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, how you doing? I'm a first-time caller, but I listen to your show on occasion, and I agree with about 85% of what you say. But what I wanted to know is, I listen, and everybody is talking, you know, support Ron Paul, support this. Well, when they kill Ron Paul, and that is a strong possibility that they will go ahead and do something stupid.
By the way, he has said that, but some of the biggest Ron Paul sites out there will not allow it to be discussed and basically say it isn't true.
Well, I'm an in-closet conspiracy theorist, and I guarantee that if they don't kill him, they will definitely do whatever it takes to end his ability to run a strong campaign.
Well, look, I'll say this, sir. I brought that up 3 months ago to Ron Paul. You can go to the story about Daniel Estelin. Elitists consider assassinating Ron Paul. Topinfowars.com. And you can go here, Estelin. You can also go here, Ron Paul, 3 months ago. And I brought this up to him, and he said, yeah, they kill people all the time, and yeah, we get big enough, they'll try. But the tree of liberty is watered with the blood of patriots and tyrants. And sometimes you just have to do what you have to do. Now, if we talk about how they could kill him, and if we talk about how we've got intel that they're discussing it, and they're trying to decide, would this hurt them, what would happen if they did, then they won't do it. But if we say, oh, that's a conspiracy, even though Ron Paul says it's a possibility, and keep ourselves in that box, then we're in deep trouble. Okay? It's that simple. Let's race through calls here. Let's go ahead and talk to Dave in Ohio. You're on the air, Dave. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Isn't this really about the sovereignty of the United States of America? I mean, when were we no longer a sovereign nation?
When did the WTO have more authority over our trade than Congress? That's global government. We're in it. And now the WTO gets the U.S. to sign on to a global carbon tax to fund the U.N. You think the U.N.'s bad now, folks? It's getting teeth, trillions. And all the regulatory control, all of it. I hear you and I appreciate your call. Steve in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead, Steve.
Yes, Alex. On November 5th, I heard your show, and you were talking about how important it was to donate to the Ron Paul campaign. I've never donated to a presidential campaign. This is the first campaign I've donated to. I haven't even voted in 5 years. And I donated $100, and this time I've donated the maximum allowed. I gave in $2,000, and now I'm at the maximum. And
you
I
can actually give $200 more, but good job. Go ahead.
Yeah, I gave $200
on another.
And I gave $2,000 today, and I want to personally thank you for doing it because for encouraging people to donate, because you put me over the edge. I was thinking about it, but it was what you had said that had inspired me to get out and donate.
God bless you, sir. Call me back tomorrow, and I'm live 11 to 2. Let me just say this in the last minute we've got. Even if Ron Paul doesn't win, he injects real ideas. He wakes up other people to the freedom movement, the liberty movement. It's growing. Who would ever thought we'd come this far this fast? We're going to win. We have to first realize we're going to win, whether it's with Ron Paul or down the road. The collision of tyranny versus liberty is happening. That's why they tried to put the cameras, the face scanners, the police state grid in place. But most cops are good. The majority of the military are good. They're good Americans. People worldwide are good. They don't want this tyranny. And so it isn't win or lose. It's do the right thing. Justice be done. May the heavens fall. Duty is ours. Consequence belongs to God. Take action now. Get involved in history now, ladies and gentlemen. Get fired up. Say you're mad as hell. You're not going to take it anymore. All right. If you missed any of the show, it's about to restart at InfoWars.com. To all of our affiliates, God bless you all. Thank you for everything you're doing. We'll see you back here next Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Now get out there and take on the new world.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.